Title: One Shot FX for Phrase Endings Advanced. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass transitions in Ableton Live. This lesson is all about one shot FX for phrase endings, those moments every 8, 16, 32 bars where you either launch the next section or you accidentally make it feel like the track just kind of continued. We're not doing that. We're going to make phrase boundaries feel intentional, punchy, and mix ready without relying on giant risers every time. The big mindset shift is this. Stop thinking FX track. Start thinking frequency slot. A phrase ender works best when it claims a lane. Sub lane for weight. Mid lane for character and knock. Top lane for air signature. And if your drums are already busy, you often only need two lanes max. Mid plus top is a classic move, and it avoids the low end getting crowded. First, setup. Phrase grid discipline. Jump into arrangement view. Set locators every 16 bars, or 32 if you're building bigger sections. Turn on fixed grid. Set it to 1 bar, and quickly mark your likely transition points. End of bar 16 is your minute turnaround. End of bar 32 is the proper section change. End of bar 64 is where you can justify something dramatic like stop or freeze. The goal: every phrase ending gets one strong identity. Not fireworks constantly. One strong identity. Now let's build the first and most useful tool, a layered impact one-shot. Create a new MIDI track, and we're going to build an impact with three layers, sub, body, and air. Keep the total length short. Think 100 to 600 milliseconds for the core hit. If it needs a tail, that tail has to be legal, meaning it either stops before the next downbeat, or it's obviously filtered or sidechained so the downbeat still hits as the loudest event. I recommend doing this in a drum rack with three pads labeled SUB. Body, air. It makes mixing clean, and you can treat it like one instrument. Start with the SUB layer. On the sub sound, set an amp envelope with zero attack. Decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, and release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. You want it to be shorter than your kick tail. That's a huge one. If your impact sub is longer than your kick, you're basically asking for low end blur. Add a pitch envelope if you're in sampler. Drop it by 12 to 24 semitones, with a decay around 80 to 140 milliseconds. That gives you that satisfying thump drop without needing volume tricks. Then EQ it. Low pass around 120 Hz. If it's boomy, do a gentle dip around 60 to 80 Hz, depending on where it's ringing. And make it mono. Utility, width to 0. Hard mono on the low end, always. Quick teacher tip here. Impact tuning matters. If your track is in F, tune your sub hit to F1 at 43.65 Hz, or F2 at 87.31. If you don't want a note, you can tune between notes, but then keep it short so it reads as a transient thump, not a weird bass note that argues with your res. Next, the body layer. This is your punch and character in the low mids and mids. Set the amp envelope decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Then add saturator, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. That soft clip is your friend, because it controls peaks before you ever hit a limiter. EQ 8, high pass around 90 to 140 Hz so it's not stepping on the sub. If it's boxy, carve a little around 250 to 400 Hz. And here's a spicy advanced option. Add frequency shifter on the body layer in ring mod mode, very lightly. Set the frequency somewhere like 15 to 60 Hz, dry slash wet around 5 to 12%. You'll get a techie aggression without it turning into obvious pitch wobble. Subtle is the keyword. Now the AIR layer. This is the signature. Noise, cymbal hit, short verb tail, anything that reads in the 6 to 12k range. Envelope decay can be 200 to 700 milliseconds depending on how big you want it to feel, but don't let it wash the next downbeat. High pass it with auto filter somewhere around 2 to 5k. Optional tiny redux downsample, like 2 to 6, just for texture, not for destruction. If you add reverb, keep it controlled. Decay maybe 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, but do aggressive filtering. Low cut 2 to 4K, high cut around 9 to 12K, and keep dry slash wet low, like 8 to 15%. The trick is air movement without brightness. Bass, not hiss. Now group the whole thing into a macro ready rack. On the group, put an EQ8 first as pre-control, then drum bus, then glue compressor, then a limiter for safety, then utility at the end for width check. Drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Boom at 0 to 10%. But be careful. Boom can wreck your kick relationship fast. Glue compressor. Attack 3 ms. Release auto ratio 2:1 and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not flattening. limiter ceiling at -0.3, and ideally it only catches peaks. If it's doing more than 1 to 2 dB regularly, go back and shorten layers or soft clip earlier. Map some macros so this becomes a real tooltip. Macro for length, map the decay of all three layers together. Macro for punch, a little drum bus drive plus a small glue threshold range. Macro for air, the reverb dry slash wet on the air layer. Macro for tone, an EQ tilt, like a low shelf and high shelf move. And one more coaching trick, put utility at the very top too, just for auditioning, and map it to a trim macro. Pre-fader, consistent loudness auditioning saves so much time. You don't want to choose sounds just because one is louder. Cool. Now you've got a single MIDI note impact that you can drop right on bar 16, bar 32, bar 64, and it already sounds like it belongs in a serious DNB mix. Next up, the reverse suck one shot into the downbeat. Take the impact you just made and resample it. Create an audio track, set input to resampling, record a hit with about 1 to 2 seconds of tail. Consolidate it so it's one clean clip, then reverse the clip. Turn warp on, use Complex or Complex Pro, and now stretch it so it ends exactly on the downbeat of the new phrase. This is important. The reverse should finish on the one, not kinda near it, exactly on it. Add auto filter. A common move is a high pass sweep so it feels like the low end gets vacuumed out as you approach the downbeat. For example, automate the filter frequency rising from around 200 Hz up to 4K by the moment it hits the 1. Add echo, subtle, timing 1/8 or 1/16, feedback 10-25%, high pass around 500 Hz, low pass around 6-8K, dry/wet maybe 8-18%. This is one of those effects that feels expensive when it's quiet. If you can obviously hear echo, it's probably too much for the role. You want motion and pull, not a new lead instrument. Now the tip stop or time freeze one shot. Option A is the classic stop using audio and warp. Grab a short region right near the phrase end, like the last half bar of drums, or a bass stab. Consolidate it. In clip view, warp on, mode to beats, and then automate the clip transpose down fast, like 0-12 over a quarter bar. You'll get that pitch dive, break feeling, put a short reverb after, decay 0.4-0.9 seconds, dry/wet 10-20%, and high pass around 500 Hz so you don't smear the low end. Option B is an edgier freeze texture, grain delay. Use it lightly, dry/wet 10-25%, frequency 1-3K, time 5-30 ms, random pitch 0-0.2. You can pitch it plus or minus 12 with tiny mix just to get that crunchy stutter. This is one of those one-time-per-arrangement type moves. If you do it every 16 bars, it stops being special. Now let's build a metallic stab or Nero Zap one-shot. Create a MIDI track with operator. Use a simple algorithm like A into B or even just A. Ask A as a sine, ask B as a saw or square but quieter. Then put a pitch envelope on ask A, amount +6 to +18 semitones, decay 30-90 milliseconds. That gives it that zappy stab transient. Amp envelope, attack 0, decay 80-200 ms, sustain all the way down, release 40-90 ms. Then the FX chain, saturator with 4-10 dB drive, soft clip on. Then corpus for metallic resonance. Try tube or beam. Tune it around 100-400 Hz and adjust dry/wet 10-30%. Then EQ 8, high pass around 120 Hz, and if it's harsh, tame 2-5K. Resample it to audio once it's right, and do a tight fade out. Treat it like a single object you can place fast. Important arrangement advice. Sometimes this replaces a snare fill. It can feel cleaner and more grown up than cramming more drum edits into an already rolling break. Now placement strategy, because sound design without arrangement is just a folder of cool noises. Here's a reliable DNB pacing system. End of 8 bars, micro marker or nothing, tiny reverse, tiny zap, low level. End of 16 bars, medium event, often impact without sub, or a zap plus a small suck. End of 32 bars, big event, full impact, and maybe a tape stop or a bigger reverse. Before a drop, reverse suck, maybe one beat of silence or filtered drums, then impact on the one. And protect the downbeat. Create a downbeat protection zone habit. Nothing competes with the kick transient on bar 1. If your ender hits right on the boundary, either make it slightly early, like end of bar 32, or make the downbeat hit top only with no low mid smack. Two advanced arrangement upgrades that make your transitions feel intentional. First, the pre-hit dip illusion. Right before your one shot, automate a tiny gain dip on your drum group or bass group, like minus 1.5 to minus 3 dB for the last 1/16 to 1/8 note. Your impact doesn't need to be louder. Contrast makes it feel bigger. Second, call and response enders. Instead of one hit, do a tiny marker at beat 3 or 4, then the real ender right before the downbeat, like on 4.3 or 4.4 depending on swing. It creates momentum without needing a full fill. Let's cover common mistakes so you can fix them instantly. If tails are smearing the next downbeat, shorten decay and release. High pass the reverb or gate the tail. If sub impacts fight kick and bass, shorten the sub, tune it intentionally, and keep it mono. If you're using enders every 8 bars non-stop, you'll get listener fatigue. Alternate big, small, none. If the top end is harsh, shelf down 8 to 12k, or low pass the air layer around 10k. If your limiter is doing the heavy lifting, go back to gain staging and soft clipping. Two-stage clipping works. Soft clip early with saturator or drum bus, and keep the final limiter barely moving. Now our really pro workflow tip. Build a phrase ender bus with returns instead of stacking everything inline. Make return A, short space, a high-passed reverb, short and controlled. Make return B, dirt or texture. Saturator into redux into EQ. Band limited. Keep your one-shots relatively dry, then automate sends per phrase. Variation skyrockets while your core hit stays consistent. And if you want a reverb stab that never washes the mix, put reverb 100% wet on a return, then put a gate after it, and key the gate from the dry one shot. Fast attack, short hold, release 50 to 200 ms. The reverb becomes a shape, not a cloud. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Take a 64 bar rolling loop you're working on. Build one layered impact with sub, body, air. Make one reverse suck from that impact. Make one metallic zap with operator and corpus. Place them like this. At bar 16, the metallic zap, quiet. At bar 32, reverse suck into a medium impact. At bar 64, a tape stop or freeze one shot, then a big impact on the next bar. Bounce it quickly and check three questions at low volume. Does bar 33 feel bigger than bar 17? Is the downbeat clean, meaning kick and bass still read clearly? Are tails controlled and intentional? If the answer is no, don't just turn things up. Increase contrast, shorten tails, remove competing elements or switch to a different frequency lane. Let's recap the big idea. One-shot phrase enders are about impact, clarity, and structure, not constant fireworks. Build impacts in layers, control envelopes, keep low end mono and short. Reverse resamples give you suction into new phrases. This audio version is shortened for playback.